One state, one industry, but two very different stories this summer as flood-decimated graziers in Queensland's northwest tally their losses, their massive losses. A vast number of cattle producers in the rest of the state are entering their eighth year of drought. While the Gulf Country was deluged with record rainfall, much of Queensland has received little or no rain at all over the past few months, as Cathy Van Extel reports.
It's been a fortnight since the torrential rain stopped in Queensland's northwest, and graziers are still assessing the extent of their losses. It's estimated up to 500,000 cattle died and millions of dollars in farm infrastructure has been destroyed. But AgForce Cattle President Will Wilson says it'll be months before the true extent of the disaster is known.
We're into the second phase now where people are starting to get a gauge on what's happened and where they're at, and some people are obviously better than they thought and some people are worse than they thought. So it's hard to put an actual gauge on what the outcome is, on what the losses are and what's actually left there.
While the flood has devastated graziers in the Gulf, as the water travels south, it's bringing much needed relief for some producers in the Channel Country. Boulia Mayor Rick Britton says about half the graziers in his shire have benefited.
Probably 50% or a little bit better have had a really good start. But you run a line from Boulia to Mount Isa, anywhere west of there, there's been no substantial rain at all to nothing. And then from Boulia to Windora south, very poor season going into March.
The bulk of the floodwater has travelled south through the Diamantina River. It's just peaked at Birdsville. Mayor Jeff Morton is the only private grazier in the Birdsville region. The other stations are owned by major agribusinesses and multinationals. He says the region hasn't seen flooding like this for 40 years.
It's up there in the top 10 anyway. It's varied a lot because we haven't had any rain. It's what's locally known as a dry flood. The flood turns up in the middle of a drought. The height has deteriorated as it went down the river because there's nothing to keep topping the height up.
Jeff Morton says he was on the cusp of having to de-stock, but will have enough feed now to carry him through the year.
The peak passed my station, Roseworth, about 2 days ago and is now in the general vicinity of Birdsville. It's been an extremely good flood. It's covered all the flooded country there is to cover, so more water would only make it deeper, not wider. It's about 15 k's wide at Roseburgh, and in places it's 30 k's wide. It's a really good flood, and it saved my bacon because I've been in drought conditions now for 7 years and continue to be. We haven't had any rain this year, and we only had 80 mils all last year, so this has saved me from staying to de-stock.
The floodwater will continue south from Birdsville to Cuttitunda, Lake Eyre. Jeff Morton says it's a boon not only for cattle production, but local tourism.
This should, or has the potential of, encourage an extra 10,000 tourists on top of the 60,000 we already get in Birdsville, because tourists seem to love water and bird life and greenery, and we'll have that in abundance. And then when this flood gets to Lake Eyre, that becomes a tourist mecca in its own.
And once it gets to Lake Eyre, is that it? Will it go any further south?
No, that's it. That's where it stops. You know, as far as Lake Eyre goes, it won't put a great deal of water in there. Percentage-wise, you know, if it puts 10-15% of the capacity of Lake Eyre, that would be absolute limit.
There have also been flows through the Georgina River and Cooper Creek. Peter Daniel is Managing Director of Stock and Station Agency, GDL.
You know, despite the disaster in the far north, some places in the river systems, the channel systems, will benefit, but it's going to take a lot more than that to recover from the position that we're in at the moment.
For many Queensland graziers, it's been a devastating summer, not for floods, but for the other extreme. 58% of the state remains in drought. Some regions have received no rain at all this summer and are entering their eighth year of drought. Peter Daniel again.
Outside of the areas that had a bit of light relief, which is such a small percentage of the state, the far west really now from where I am on the Downs, and once you get west of AE, is absolutely devastating how long it has gone on. Is such a long dry period.
And this season, there's, you know, parts where there's just been absolutely no rain at all now for several months.
A lot of areas we're going into our eighth year of no significant rain at all, if any at all, and now we've just gone through a 3-month period with next to little or no rain, which is the best time of year for us to get rain is through these summer months from October onwards. So we're certainly staring up the barrel of a very tough winter, and the time left we've got to grow any body of feed is very short.
Peter Daniel attended yesterday's Dalby cattle sales in the southwest, where there was a record number of stock going through the market for this time of the year.
Dalby today, we've got over 8,000 cattle here. This time of year, we're never there. The sort of yarding's unheard of, and that's people digging into their breeders. We've sold the wounded, we've sold this year's replacement heifers. Now we're getting into the hearts of people's breeders. In some cases, it's a lifetime of breeding there that they will find it very hard to recover from.
Presumably, you're seeing similar in Roma?
Yeah, Roma, exactly the same. In Roma and the same throughout New South Wales. And then tomorrow we front up at Blackwall with 4,600 head of cattle there as well. So it's just people are at the point where enough's enough.
Agforce's Will Wilson is a grazier from drought-hit central Queensland. He says rain is desperately needed in March.
Where I am here near Calliope, it's generally safe this time of year. To get through to now and not have anything is unbelievable. It's a real hard situation to work out what the outcome's going to be. With a bit of luck, we'll get something in the next month. You know, that's our deadline.
Will Wilson says Queensland is a contrast of two extremes, flood and drought.
It's a very strange feeling at the moment to be trying to push for support, and we need support from a flood point of view, and then you've got the people that have been copping yet another year of drought. It's two vast, vast extremes.
Peter Daniel says both natural disasters will be a tipping point for a number of graziers this year.
Yeah, the tragedy and disaster of the north, and while that's going on, we've got the southwest and the west, you know, cattle are basically, they're dying of starvation, they're drowning in the north. It's a hell of a tough country when it wants to be, this place. Certainly brings you back to earth very quickly. It's getting to the point now where it is probably some people it's beyond recovery for them, because this is, I've never seen anything like this before over such a wide area.
One state, two very different stories. It's heartbreaking, isn't it? Stock and station agent Peter Daniel ending that report from Cathy Van Exstal.